USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
This morning, we did receive that tip from the Taylor family that they believed to have video of Watson on their Ring camera device.
That's the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation Director David Rausch announcing that Curtis Watson, the dangerous inmate that escaped from a Tennessee prison last week, is back in custody. Rausch says they got word Sunday morning that he was in the Henning area after a couple called police to say they spotted him. After that, Rausch says it didn't take long for law enforcement to spring into action.
Within 30 minutes, hundreds of law enforcement was on scene and in that area. They then began both a ground and air search.
Rausch serving time on kidnapping charges when he escaped from prison on a tractor he was approved to operate. Jeffrey Epstein's autopsy results expected to be released soon. He committed suicide Sunday morning by hanging himself in his jail cell. He was awaiting trial for sex trafficking charges. He was on suicide watch, but procedures were not being followed, and investigations underway. I'm John DeMaster.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Congressman Steve Scalise says putting the blame on the president for the mass shootings is a slippery slope.
Some of these things that are being said are beyond ridiculous. Stop this ridiculous assessment of blame to somebody other than the person who's responsible.
Scalise on CBS's Face the Nation saying Democrats shouldn't blame Trump's rhetoric following deadly mass shootings in recent weeks, saying it's a slippery slope because the president is no more responsible for those shootings than somebody like Senator Bernie Sanders is for his shooting. Scalise was shot in 2017 during a Republican congressional baseball practice in Virginia. Acting Homeland Security Director Kevin McAleenan addressing last week's ICE raids in Mississippi where nearly 700 illegals were arrested. He told NBC's Meet the Press the raids had been planned for over a year.
In terms of the ICE operations, these are enforcement operations that are part of their daily cycle. Something like this has been planned for over a year. This is a criminal investigation with 14 federal warrants issued by a judge, and ICE had to follow through on that. It was already planned and in motion.
McAleenan saying he expects charges to be filed against the employers. I'm John DeMaster.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Democratic presidential candidate speaking out about the death of Jeffrey Epstein, Kirsten Gillibrand on CBS's Face the Nation saying,
"These survivors deserved a day in court. They deserved justice. They deserve to speak out against this perpetrator."
She says it's a shame that the 66-year-old pedophile committed suicide, saying there needs to be a full investigation as to what took him off suicide watch. Epstein was awaiting trial for sex trafficking charges, had just been taken off that suicide watch. The Attorney General, Bill Barr, promising to launch a full-scale investigation. 2020 presidential candidate Kamala Harris saying the upcoming census is going to be heavily impacted by immigration raids.
This administration has directed DHS to conduct these raids as part of what I believe is this administration's campaign of terror.
On NBC's Meet the Press, the California senator said with the recent raids, like the one in Mississippi where 680 workers were arrested by Customs and Border Protection agents, undocumented immigrants are going to be afraid to be counted in the census, saying that'll impact the results, which decides things like electoral lines and where the government puts its resources. And Universal Pictures canceling the release of the movie The Hunt after a wave of backlash. NBC Universal first said the movie's marketing campaigns being temporarily paused after the mass shootings in El Paso, Texas, Dayton, Ohio, and Gilroy, California. They later announced they were completely canceling plans to release the film, which depicts privileged vacationers hunting deplorables for sport. For USA Radio News, I'm John DeMaster.